Today we celebrate the Book of Common Prayer. This feast day is observed on a weekday following Pentecost. We're hearing the word, after all, in our own language, just as the Libyans and Pamphylians did when the Spirit blessed the disciples with the gift of tongues. The first BCP was required to be used everywhere in England on Pentecost Sunday in 1459. We all know Henry VIII founded the Anglican Church when he rejected the authority of Rome. But when Henry died, the Church of England was still essentially Catholic, just without a pope. Henry's son, Edward VI, came to the throne as a child and died at the age of 15. Nevertheless, he was the monarch who established Protestantism for the first time in England. He was raised a devout Protestant and joined the Archbishop of Canterbury, Thomas Cranmer, in establishing the English Reformation with three major reforms. 1, changing services from Latin to English, something the Catholic Church would not do till 1960. 2, allowing priests to marry. This was personal for Cranmer because he loved and had children by a woman whom he wanted to be able to marry legally. And 3, changing the word Mass to Holy Communion, stressing the Protestant teaching that the Eucharist was a service of thanksgiving and spiritual communion with Christ. The Book of Common Prayer was Cranmer's masterpiece, marked by his use of Shakespearean language. During Henry's reign, Cranmer had to work in secret because Henry preferred the Latin liturgy of the Roman Catholic Church. Cranmer, however, wanted corporate prayer to be shared by everyone, not just monks and priests. He set himself the task of writing a new liturgy in English, detailing all weekly and daily services and religious festivals. Because he borrowed and adapted material from existing traditions, including Martin Luther King's Litany, he is considered the compiler, editor, and co-author of the Book of Common Prayer. He revised and simplified services from the various books containing the Catholic Sarum Rite, reducing the daily offices to only 2, morning and evening prayer, and altering ceremonies to emphasize the importance of faith rather than rituals or objects. The first BCP included prayers and thanksgivings for use throughout the church year, lectionaries listing the passages of scriptures to be read at all services, and a catechism or outline of faith to teach the basics of Christianity. These are still in our Book of Common Prayer. Parliament authorized its use in all British churches. 3 years later, however, Cranmer revised the book to make it more clearly reformist and prepared 42 articles as a statement of doctrine. This 1552 prayer book remains the foundation of the Church of England services. But the 42 articles were never approved by Parliament. Instead, they were issued by King Edward's royal mandate, somewhat like an executive order. All clergy, schoolmasters, and members of universities were required to agree to them. However, the new BCP was used for only a few months because Edward, upon whom the whole Reformation in England depended, died after only 6 years on the throne. His half-sister Mary restored Roman Catholic worship for the 5 years of her reign. She had Thomas Cranmer burned at the stake for heresy. When Elizabeth I ascended the throne, 2 years after Cranmer's death, she immediately reintroduced the 1552 BCP. Later in her reign, a convocation passed 39 of the 42 articles. They defined the doctrine of the Church of England as it differed from Calvinist doctrine and from Catholic practice. However, in the next century, Puritans, after winning the English Civil War, again abolished the Book of Common Prayer. It was restored with revisions in 1662 with the restoration of the monarchy. That edition remains the official prayer book of the Church of England to this day, 1662. In 1906, a 20-year effort began to revise the prayer book, but Parliament refused to approve it. And Parliament must, because it's a state church. Instead, supplements entitled Common Worship, which are substantially different from the BCP, were published and have largely displaced the BCP for the main Sunday worship of most English parish churches in the 21st century. However, when I lived in Shropshire for 6 months in 2017, the village next to mine still used the 1662 edition. I like to go there to hear the language. The first American BCP was published in 1789, based on that 1662 version, with additions from the Scottish Eucharistic Rite. Revisions were published by the Episcopal Church in 1892, 1928, and 1979, the one we use today. The right one is the 1928 version. The diverse members of the Anglican Communion come together through our worship, our common prayer, not common as an ordinary, but as an universal community, prayer we do together, a public worship service in which people unite. The prayer book is the instrument and symbol of our unity. Like the King James Bible, many words and phrases from the Book of Common Prayer have become familiar parts of our modern liturgy. It is the service book for all churches worldwide that trace their lineage from the Church of England and is used today in over 50 countries and over 150 different languages.